Yeah, you know, we weren't able to get into any rhythm. Really physical basketball game. Turned the ball over a little bit too much and couldn't get the shots to fall. So, you know, I'm proud of our girls for getting here, but, you know, we had a different goal tonight, and unfortunately, just weren't able to get it done.
What about the season, though? I mean, 18 wins in the year, Coach. The team really come along second half.
Yeah, you know, getting to the regional final for the first time since 2003, 2004, you know, we're happy to get here. It was awesome for our girls to get to experience it. You know, and a big takeaway is now they know what it feels like to get here and get into this environment. You know, the whole gym was full. We had as many fans, I feel like, as they did. Our student section, we had more than them. You know, it was awesome for our community to show out like this. So, you know, I was happy about that. And just the community support, you can tell our girls brought pride back to basketball for the Atlantic girls side. So I'm just really glad about that. You know, finished 7-3 in the Hawkeye 10 and competed with some dang good basketball teams all season. You know, we got a lot of players back next season as well, and some kids coming up, some kids coming back that, you know, maybe didn't get a lot of minutes but have a chance to develop this summer. So there's a lot of potential as well.
Well, it's sad to see seniors go, obviously.
Yeah, you know, we had two seniors, Peyton Harder and McKenna Sontag, and, you know, Peyton got a lot of the attention being on the court, but, you know, McKenna came every day to practice and worked her butt off. So we're going to miss both Peyton and McKenna, and we're thankful for everything they've given to our program. You know, they helped get us back to where we are. So we're obviously going to miss them and all the accomplishments and all the stats Peyton's put up. You know, but, you know, everybody says you graduate, you got to reload, rebuild. And that's, you know, what our program has been all about. We had Haley Rasmussen, and people worried, how are you going to replace her? And then, you know, along came Peyton. So that's our job as coaches, to continue to build this up. And we've got some kids coming up that we're going to keep working with. We've got kids in our program that we think can step in and fill spots. So, you know, we're just going to keep moving along, keep developing our kids, and, you know, we're optimistic about what we have coming in.